Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What was the process of getting Billy Joel to perform here in Buffalo?
A lot of begging. I've been to 5 of his last 13 shows at the Garden to try to convince them to do it. I've gone to the baseball game. I went to the Yankee game with the agent for Billy back in July to convince him to do this. I'm friendly with Billy to a degree, and I tried to talk him, and we thought we had it all set up for last year, and they chose a different venue at the last minute. They were very apologetic. They promised me this year, and they came through with the promise.
So why was there some reluctance to want to come to Buffalo?
There was no reluctance. It was just that Camden Yards had decided that they would have their first concert ever, and that opportunity was important.
Why is it so important to bring live events to New Era Field?
Oh, well, we think it's important because the area in Western New York really loves going to outdoor concerts. We have the same thing at Darien Lake. It's one of our best performing outdoor venues because people in Buffalo have cabin fever. They want to go outdoors during the summertime because it's so snowy in the wintertime. So that really is our impetus, and shows sell very well. And the bottom line is, the artist has to sell tickets, otherwise they don't want to come.
How good of a venue is New Era Field for artists of the caliber of Billy Joel?
It's very, very good. I was here for the Beyonce show. We did the U2 show. We did the One Direction show. And it's always very easy. The people that staff it are very easy to work with. Every once in a while you'll get into a football stadium that's so football-oriented they don't know how to put concerts on. I can't say that for the people with the Bills. They know how to put concerts on, too. It makes it much easier for us.
So hypothetically, if there would be a future without a football team at that stadium, do you think that venue could still be used as a good music spot?
I don't think there's enough concerts that come to Western New York that could handle just keeping that open without a football team.
We've seen in recent years now the Rolling Stones have been frequent visitors to Buffalo. Paul McCartney made his first ever appearance in Buffalo back in 2015. Now Billy Joel's coming back in, it'll be the first time in 25 years, I believe. And so big names are starting to take a second look at Buffalo. Is this maybe the start of kind of a newer wave of talents who previously haven't been here that are starting to look at Buffalo?
Buffalo unquestionably is the hottest upstate New York market that we do business in. And I probably will never be allowed back into Rochester or Albany or Syracuse again after saying that. But we do more business in Buffalo, more tickets in Buffalo than any other upstate market. And I've been promoting in upstate New York for 30, 35 years. It used to be Albany and Rochester. And Buffalo has completely revitalized itself, and it's now number one.
This is the first time he'll be in Buffalo in 10 years. What sort of reaction are you expecting from fans when they're finally in that stadium on the 15th?
Well, I think it'll be a tremendous reaction. We were talking earlier about when we brought Elton and Billy together at the KeyBank Arena, which was called some other, maybe First Niagara, I don't know what it was called back then. And it was a great crowd, particularly after it got postponed twice. The audience was still very receptive to Billy and Elton. And he's only doing 6 stadiums this year, and we were lucky to get one of them up here in Buffalo.
What's the challenges in trying to get a stadium show like at New Era Field versus an arena show? Obviously, the venues are a little different, and the amount of people that you can pack in is way different.
Yeah, the difference is that it's easy to put an artist into a stadium in a major market because the stadiums are all the same size, but the markets aren't the same size. So we are looking at this today as a New York State play. The branding is a New York State of Mind. We're very into New York State coming into Buffalo. But the difficulty is, and you're right, the difficulty is that getting an artist to play what is considered a secondary market by most people in a stadium is difficult because they don't think they could sell tickets. We prove differently every time we come into New Era Field. It sells well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.